Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, he opened a major hotel casino in the middle of the recession. Cost almost $1 billion. Our guest today, Anthony Marnell III of the M Resort Spa and Casino. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Ernie Adler, Mylon Hawkins, Bill Bilyeu, and Joe Gill. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, just 10 minutes east of Sparks, we're constructing a 16-mile expressway connecting I-80 to Highway 50. This expressway provides direct access and will make it much easier to get to work. A direct route for employment opportunities. From 100% fiber optics to clean, reliable power, welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program Anthony Marnell III. He is the chairman and CEO of M Resort Spa and Casino in Las Vegas. It's located between South Point and Green Valley Ranch for people trying to figure out the exact location. And as you're going along 15, it just looms on the side of the hill. I can't even begin to start this without mentioning your dad, who has had an amazing career. His company built Bellagio, New York, Mirage, Excalibur, Caesars Palace, Treasure Island, Caesars Hotels in Atlantic City and Lake Tahoe. And you and your dad operated the Rio at a time when the Rio was way off strip. It was supposed to be a locals joint as well as being a tourist destination, and it exceeded beyond you guys. I don't even know if you could have imagined how successful it was going to be. It was the hottest, sexiest property in Las Vegas for the time that you owned it.
Yeah, it was a neat spot. I remember when I was a little boy when my dad built something off the strip, and my kid came home when I was building the M, and he said, you know, the kids at school would say, you're crazy, Dad, building off the strip. So it's kind of a little deja vu all over again. But
well, and you were also very innovative. I mean, buffets were great, but the Rio was the first one to have two buffets. It had a regular buffet and a seafood buffet.
Yeah.
And if you came to Las Vegas and you went to the Rio, you were going to stand in line a long time to get in there, and it was packed with locals. I mean, the plan worked. It was packed with locals, but you were also filling the rooms.
Yeah, it was the locals' favorite, and that was one of the things I had to do at the M. My father was known for the best buffet in the world, and I had to beat him. So I went to him and said, I need you to help me beat you. And he helped us design an unbelievable buffet with a live filming studio in it and free beer, free wine. We do all kinds of good stuff there, and it's got great value, great food, and introduce some entertainment into the buffet. So we've tried to do the same thing and build our company on the same premise that a lot of the things that were built on that hotel.
Well, it's very interesting. It's a beautiful property. My wife and I came there soon after it opened, and I've been back there a couple of times
since.
It's It's absolutely gorgeous. I think your dad just wanted to outdo himself one more time.
Yeah.
The planning for these kind of properties is almost a $1 billion property, is a long ways ahead of when the property actually opens. You guys had no idea that we were going to see the biggest recession since the Great Depression when you started planning this thing.
No, we didn't. We knew that you could see the softness in the market, but we were committed to the location. I still believe, now I know, I think we've proven it's a fantastic location. It's exceeding all the expectations that we had from how much market share it can gather, the traffic flows that go by it, and it was a long-term development, and that was the idea was to get in there, be the first mover into that corner of the market, establish ourselves, establish a brand, and build a company over a 10-year, 20-year period, and that we've done that.
It was very interesting, too, because most properties, when they open, they overhire, and then within a couple of weeks, they start laying off people. You had the exact opposite experience.
Yeah, you try to have, and in this economy, as it got deeper, you tried to have a lot more of a conscience and respect for bringing people out of jobs into your place. And so we really tried to hire right and didn't want to have to lay off, didn't want to have to go through that. So what we told people when they got hired at the M was, you're going to work overtime. If you're okay with that, then sign up for that. We were going to pay for it as the owner, but we did that in order to not have to go through the layoffs. And as we opened, we realized we had underhired, and we hired into that. And then we've also now been through the summer where we have had to do some layoffs as we went through the summer declines, as you've seen across the state.
Sure.
The June and July and the August numbers, for any number you want to look at, was catastrophically down. So, but now we're starting to see it come back the other way again. September and October starting to pick up.
So. What are you doing that's driving that?
This is the toughest time I've ever had in any business, and I've got four different businesses, and we have to be extraordinarily creative, nimble, be able to move like a race car, not an aircraft carrier, and are constantly coming up with value ideas that bring people out to the property. We don't get the same margin that we used to get on anything, so we need twice as many people, to make it go. And we're figuring that out. We're figuring out what works, what doesn't work, what's good for our team. We got to keep people employed. They need tips. All that stuff that comes into the mix. But my dad's not involved in the hotel operations at all, and we spent some time talking. He always brings an interesting perspective to me. He's a great guy for me to go bounce some ideas off of. And he just looks at this stuff at times. I can't believe this has gotten this complicated and it's gotten this intense. But the intensity to market a hotel casino right now is off the chart.
One of the things, and we got a chance to visit in my last trip down to Las Vegas, and there are some unique things that you're doing that just kind of blow me away, being a food type person. You adjusted the pH levels of the water of the hotel to match New York City, correct?
Yeah, all good bread comes with a pH level of 5. New York City tap water has got a pH level of 5. So we have RO systems in the basement, in the bakery, that take the Las Vegas water, which is very hard, alkaline type water, and get the right pH levels in the water. So when we make our bread, it comes out at the same level as New York City.
Yeah. I testify, the pizza is awesome.
Yeah.
And also, what people may not know is that, the beef for your restaurant comes from your own ranch.
Yeah, we raise our own cattle up in Stevensville, Montana. We've got our own herd, so to speak, and our own genetic strain there that we've developed over the years. And the cows come off the ranch every 2 weeks. They go to slaughter right there near Montana. And those that make the grade come down straight to the dock at the M after they're inspected and passed by the USDA. And then those that don't get sold there in Montana.
Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, let's open up this and look at the whole state and see what's going on. All
okay,
right.
You got
we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
You're
Marietta's Restaurant and Cantina offers the greatest Mexican food, now with two locations, one at 3060 Vista Boulevard in Sparks, the other on South Virginia in Reno, right next to In-N-Out Burger. Enjoy two-for-one drink specials from 3 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and 99-cent tacos from 2 to 5 p.m. Mexican and American-style breakfast is served on weekends beginning at 10 a.m., and their chorizo and eggs for just $4.99 is the best deal in town. Murrieta's, the best Mexican food this side of the border.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Anthony Marnell III. He is chairman and CEO of the M Resort Spa and Casino in Las Vegas. I know that you have not made any kind of announcement yet, but you've been encouraged to think about running for office, and the office I'm hearing is lieutenant governor, and that covers two areas, economic development and tourism are the main ones. So let's take them both. You know, we've seen the competition from Indian gaming. We've seen the effects of the recession. What should we be doing as a gaming industry in the state, both in Southern Nevada and across the state, to increase our business?
Well, I think that I've had many discussions with different people in the industry on this, but I think we need to rebrand the state. You know, and talking about where I'm at down in Las Vegas, where you have what happens here stays here, you know, that's a fast, loose term when times were fast and money was loose. And times have changed now. We have down there, we've got some of the biggest assets in the world, best built products ever, and they're the cheapest anywhere on the globe. And there's no message about Las Vegas right now. There's no value. The messages coming out of Las Vegas are specifically speaking to the consumer and not to the corporations, and rebuilding the image that it's okay to come back. As far as rural Nevada and looking at, because I operate in some of those places too, we need, and we have a very hard time getting, but we need the grant money from the legislature to come in and recreate certain types of products and special events in those markets. When we do those types of things, just one event a month, that maybe costs the town $50,000 or $100,000 to put on, it changes everything. It changes the employee's income. It changes the cash flow for the month. It's something that we can build upon. And I look at it like a capital investment that doesn't need to be repeated over time, but something that can build these special types of events. You know, I was just in Reno a couple of weeks ago, and you know, you go to like the El Dorado for the Italian Festival. We just did ours in Las Vegas. That's been going on for years and years and years. And that's what we need to do to build back up people coming here, is put on these types of things that people say, hey, I got to go see this. I got to go be a part of this. But just comping a room is not going to get it done anymore. We've got to keep reinventing ourselves.
The old slogan about what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I was talking to a very high-ranking official at one of the other properties about a year ago, and he said that he had Fortune 500 company CEOs saying, why are you telling my wife that I'm coming here to cheat on her?
Absolutely right. it worked when nobody cared and there was no visibility on it. Now there's a lot of visibility on it. And a public company, let's take the TARP thing and take it aside. Those public companies, I mean, people do business with people, and they bring people to entertain people, and that's how business and how transactions get done. But we need to provide an environment where those those guys that, and ladies that are making those decisions to bring those things to our state aren't going to go home with any embarrassment or egg on their face. And we need to re-image the whole thing. And any guy you talk to, any operator you talk to in this state, we have to get corporate America back to this state. Period, end of story. If they don't come back, we're not going to recover. And all the time and money needs to get focused on that across north, south, and everything in the middle.
Let's talk about economic diversification. Mm-hmm. We've had a deal of success with that in northern Nevada. But in southern Nevada, how difficult is it to do that when the gaming industry is so strong and so prominent?
What do you mean by that?
To have economic diversification away from just relying on gaming as the engine.
Well, I mean, as a state, we need to look at a lot of things as a state. We are way too dependent, in my opinion, on gaming to carry the lion's share. And not that gaming has a problem with it. And I've said this before publicly. Gaming continues to chip in their fair share, but it puts these peaks and valleys into the revenue structures of the state that are unsustainable. I mean, if anybody ran a business that was that heavily dependent on one stream, you'd be in big trouble. So I think that there's some, you know, not increases to the state's revenue, but some broadening and diversification of how revenues are collected for the state. And then we need to get out and diversify actively. I look at California as if I was, looking at these issues as a businessman would look at them, California is the market. They're worse off than we are. I've got to go figure out how to get those businesses in California to the state of Nevada. And I need to do legislatively as a state, whatever we have to do to entice them to come here, whether that's incentive for hiring people, if it's incentive for spending capital, if it's incentive for buying technology equipment, if it's accelerated depreciation, if it's tax, whatever it can be to say, hey, move this to our state, you know, north or south. That's what we need to do. It's that simple.
One of the things that has come up a lot recently is the high-speed transportation between Las Vegas and Southern California. Mm-hmm. And Senator Reid was a longtime supporter of Maglev. Now he's supporting Desert Express. What do you think about the train and what we should be doing about it?
Well, I think the train's a good idea. You know, in full disclosure, my father's involved in the Desert Express project. But yeah, I think that a government, if we're gonna approve government dollars to get spent like we have, which by the way, the one my dad's involved is not taking stimulus money. But a government program, the nationwide rail system that they're discussing is almost like the Eisenhower Interstate program that really got us going after the Great Depression. And it's a long sustainable government infrastructure program that drives jobs, but when we're done, we have something.
Right.
So I think even as a Republican, I can buy off on spending that money if we have something at the end of it. If I have a tangible asset that's productive, that drives economy interstate and across the nation, then I'm in favor of something like that. If it doesn't do that, then I'm not in favor of spending that money.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Pleasure to have you on the program. Look
Thanks
forward
for
to you coming back.
Appreciate it.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. For example, within 48 hours, we do something no one else does. We give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly and that you were 100% satisfied, or we'll make it good.
We just want to make sure you're totally happy with the job. I know we don't have to do this. We do it because we care.
Because we care. It's right there in our name, Evergreen Carpet Care. For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Bill Bilyeu is here, the former Speaker of the Assembly. We have Mylon Hawkins, Executive Director of the Nevada Diabetes Association, Joe Guild, the attorney, and Ernie Adler, former State Senator. Welcome to all of you. Let's just start out, if we could, for a moment. Anthony Marnell III on the program today. If he jumps into the race for Lieutenant Governor, he would be running against Brian Krolicki. He seems to spend a lot of time thinking about economic development and tourism. Your thoughts of the interview?
Well, listening to him, he sounds pretty articulate and thoughtful. It's the first time I ever met him, and so I wish him well.
Yes, I thought he brought out some very good points, interesting young man, and he seems to have a pretty clear idea of where he thinks things should go.
Jim?
Can't disagree.
No, he does seem to have a pretty good idea of where he's going with the economic development, so that was refreshing.
Well, and the property is sensational. I mean, if you want an idea of what the future is going to be, I think you can see it right there at M Resort. All right, let's talk about Warren Buffett. He bought the Burlington Northern Santa Fe, and somebody said, what was the matter, the Pony Express wasn't available?
Yeah. Well,
but it says a lot of interesting things about our future. Your thoughts on the purchase and what it means, not just for the railroad industry and transportation and the economy coming back, but also for the coal industry.
Well, he said it was an investment in America, and I think that's true because, railroads are much more efficient than the trucking industry. They use less fuel. It ties into some environmental themes as well as industries developing in the United States and starting to take off again.
Well, he lives in Omaha, Nebraska, the headquarters of the Union Pacific, so maybe he's jealous all these years buying a rival railroad. But to echo what Ernie said, I think it's really interesting because he's betting on coal. You said that too. We have to wean ourselves, obviously, I think, from some of these energy sources, but it's going to take a long, long time. Coal is the resource that railroad hauls across the country, and then the the goods that are manufactured from the energy created by coal. So, he's a far-reaching thinker, and I think it does talk a lot about where we're headed in the future.
My understanding is he has a Lionel train set up in his attic.
Yes, and now he got a real set for Christmas. But I really think that Buffett has a little bit longer range thought. We as a nation are 60 years behind Europe in high-speed rail. And I think one of his visions is to see that high-speed rail system developed along this line. True hauling goods on the railways makes a tremendous amount of sense. But moving people by train and moving them fast in an economy that you want to grow also makes a great deal of strength.
And we spent a lot of time in Europe this past year, and all we did was travel by train.
Exactly. And I think it's a realization on his part of the reality that we're not going to see lower gasoline prices in the future. The cost of maintenance of our highway, superhighway system, and the cost of trucking on that system is not cost effective anymore. So we're going to go back to the 1800s again, and we're going to use trains. I think, and it's I think it's a great idea.
Well, I do want to throw in. You say go back to the 1800s, but in reality, I mean the future has been in places like Japan and Europe where
exactly.
They have these high speed trains. And my only concern about the discussion about the high-speed train between Las Vegas and Los Angeles is, and I don't have a dog in the fight, but it seems to me that the faster speed train would be the one that I would hope for rather than the other technology that's not as fast. But I'm not getting into a fight with Senator Reid over that. John Summers, don't write me. Okay, it was kind of interesting. I was going through some stuff yesterday, and I came across a quote that may give the answer to whether Oscar Goodman gets in the race for governor or not. And this is a quote from November 17th, 2005. Carolyn Goodman was on our show, and she said, in response to me asking, would Mayor Goodman be a good governor, she said, no, because being the governor here in Nevada, somebody needs to love numbers and to love budgets. Oscar loves people, and Oscar loves to touch people. You'll always find Oscar back with the people who are the heartbeat of this community. He's about the citizen, about the community, and about the people. She says, no numbers. What do you think?
Will Oscar get in? Who knows? But I do think there was serious consideration by Oscar of getting in, as was Cashel, and both as nonpartisans, if you will, neither a Democrat nor a Republican. I think there was serious consideration about that.
Will, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to just say that Oscar Goodman is one of the most fascinating people I have ever met. And I have no idea if he's really going to go and do this.
Well, I don't have any idea what he's going to do either. But I know that the next governor's term, whomever that is going to be about numbers. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely clear.
Well, I think it's going to be about numbers, but you can be a good governor without knowing numbers if you have a good budget director, and I think whoever is the next governor needs to pick the right budget staff to get us out of the crisis we're in.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this.
I mean, I would.
It's Dynamite Days at Dini's Casino. 24/7, win a six-pack, points on your Dini's Bucks card, or cash. Whether it's day or night, we've always got something free and fun for you at Dini's. Dini's Lucky Club Casino, family-owned for more than 75 years.
We can't promise that it will get you a raise, help the kids get along, or make you look thinner. But Stainmaster carpet does last up to 50% longer and stay up to 30% cleaner than other carpets, adding more comfort and style than ever to your home. Discover a beautiful selection of colors and styles of Stainmaster carpet here at prices that will make your life even easier.
Giant Carpet One Floor and Home, the one store for your perfect floor.
Hi, I'm Teresa.
And I'm Michael.
DiLoretto Homes at Damani Ranch is offering new pricing. We have a limited number of paired homes starting at $199.9.
Great value, quality workmanship, and a beautiful community.
That's DiLoretto Homes at Damani Ranch.
Right now, we'll give you up to $9,000 cash back on a new Kia, like the awesome Kia Borrego SUV. And that offer is good all weekend long, only at Reno Mazda Kia.
Just look for the scary gorilla. I want to see you at Reno Mazda Kia.
The Christmas Light Pros would like you to enjoy the magic of the holiday season, not the headaches.
I almost fell off the ladder last year.
This year, we called the Christmas Light Pros.
Trained professionals, installation and removal
are worth the peace of mind.
From a small installation to a more elaborate one, the Christmas Light Pros can transform your home or business into a winter wonderland.
Contact us for a consultation.
It's Dynamite Days at Dini's Casino. 24/7, win a six-pack, points on your Dini's Bucks card, or cash. Whether it's day or night, we've always got something free and fun for you at Dini's. Dini's Lucky Club Casino, family-owned for more than 75 years.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Plus, you can download the show to your iPod free of charge from iTunes. Great lineup coming up for our next week. The wife of the former president of Egypt, Anwar Sadat, Jahan Sadat, will be with us. We also have Supreme Court Justice Jim Hardesty, State Senator Randolph Townsend, and State Controller Kim Wallen. Another week of great shows on Nevada Newsmakers. We appreciate all of your support. Thanks for watching and listening on stations across the state. We'll see you on the next broadcast.